It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman at show 7-Eleven in our original It's Your Business series. That's 7-Eleven. Been waiting to do that for a long time, Rev.
Couple days.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah.
We saved it until you got back.
We threw one in there for extra.
There you go.
Good measure.
All right. Busy hour. Hobbies to plastic surgery, lawyers and feedback. And we'll just do some talking today, as we always do. And again, our shows are on podcast. You can check the shows themselves. Generally, we write blogs for those, and Mark Brown helps me with those occasionally. I think you're going to see the podcast before you see the blogs of these two shows, because they had moving parts in them. You know, we've got Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, that starts it. I'm always impressed when somebody has got a website that's easy to remember, like SiouxFallsLaw.com. How'd you do that, counselor?
We were early in the market. We found it early and just had a stroke of good luck.
Now, in today's paper, if you're reading along, you can go to Section C, and you see a story there that includes a Johnson. Any relation?
That would be my daughter, Kira, yes.
Let's talk about that. It talks about wheels turn, set bodies in motion, and this kind of explains one of the things that you do.
Yes, it does. Kira is in a program over at Sanford for recreational therapy. She gets to go biking and kayaking and skiing. Just unbelievable what they manage to do. It's one of the things that she enjoys the most. I think she's going a couple of times a week now, and so it's really made her life much more complete. And of course, it's one of the reasons I'm interested in disability law. It's one of the reasons that we handle Social Security disability cases, is because to me it's personal. And as long as we're at it, hi, Kara.
Absolutely, Kara. Your dad is always talking about you. I will tell you that you are a joy to him, and the stories he can tell. Someday you need to come in and sit down with us and just listen to the show in the studio. Would like to do that if she'd like to come join us.
We'll have her do that someday.
All right. One of the things that was on your list, and this surprised me a little bit, lawyers using Facebook, LinkedIn, and other social media to research the background and biases of potential jurors, common in Sioux Falls, South Dakota?
I think almost all lawyers have used Facebook in one fashion or another.
How can you believe what's on Facebook?
Well, in the particular context that the ABA recently decided the ethical rules of using Facebook, it's to research jurors. And, you know, people sometimes are cautious and sometimes aren't very cautious on Facebook and LinkedIn. And you can really discover a fair amount about people's biases, their friendships, the things they're interested in, the things that they're not interested in, their politics. It's all there, and it's all available to look at. We have always researched jurors, and so this is just a new way that we can do it.
So, it does work?
It does, yes.
100%?
No. Nothing works 100%. But unfortunately, I think people on Facebook sometimes lose some inhibition.
Is that a nice way to say they put things on there that they shouldn't?
Absolutely. A lot of things they shouldn't. And I think young people are particularly dangerous because they tend to rant and rave, and it's there. And so, I've seen young people put in some comments about their employers. I mean, good grief. That's not a smart thing to do.
You know, there are threads that do that anyway, that have gotten people in trouble in the last 10, 20 years. But the Facebook is an interesting side, and you work with people, you work with clients, and the last thing that you want to have is a client that has been viral on Facebook, that has put so much out there that it's hard to defend them with the fact that everybody else can go and see, and it becomes public as to what they've done.
And they've had some mistrials because jurors have been, they're always told not to go talk about the case, They don't always seem to follow those instructions. So we've had some mistrials because jurors got onto Facebook or one of the other social networks and started talking about the case. And the lawyers and the judges say, no, wait a minute, we told you not to do that. Well, that's just Facebook. They'll say, no, that's communicating about the case.
Computers, phones, when juries go into deliberation, are they allowed to have those with them?
No, they're not in general.
They wouldn't make a trip to a Facebook site to read about the defendant or the plaintiff or whatever it might be in the case?
In most events, I think those comments are made because the deliberation is going on for several days. And so I think it happens at home in the evening afterwards, I think. But
he's Tom Johnson, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Now, we've talked about those people on Facebook. Who researches lawyers? You know, that to me is a question as well. And is that a place that somebody that's considering a Tom Johnson or somebody else should go to see what's out there about you?
Well, I thought you'd all enjoy how nervous we get about what's going on, too. Because right now, professional reputations can be lost easily through social networks and through various other search engines and tools on the internet where you can actually research lawyers. And we've had occasions where non-clients got on, claimed to be a client, and then gave us some bad reports.
It happens with the Better Business Bureau all the time with those stars that are given. Imagine that. The business of law is a thumb note that I saw this morning, and I'll let you explain that because I'm seeing things that are non-deductible and things that are after tax dollars.
The business of law, one of the interesting parts of financing lawsuits is that in general, the cost you incur in financing a lawsuit is not a deductible expense for the attorney. It's considered a loan to the client. That creates a pretty big threshold to almost all clients because they aren't really in a position to be able to afford those costs. So the attorney is expected to advance the costs. And the reality is those costs not being deductible are essentially money coming out of our pocket after tax dollars. It increases the cost of litigation considerably. You know, in cases where your costs are going to run $2,000 to $10,000, typically just advance the costs. In fact, we advance them a little bit higher than that. But what does happen is that we have, in effect, a lot of money tied up in a variety of cases. It tends to be the capitalization of the law firms is what it amounts to. In some cases, we don't find that particularly advisable because if you're going to run into costs in excess of 50, that gets pretty expensive to not only pay those costs, but also, in effect, a 20-30% increase over the cost for the fact that they're after-tax dollars. So sometimes what we find is we are borrowing money and actually financing it through bank loans.
Can law enforcement look through the information on your cell phone without a search warrant? And I understand there may be a new case involved here.
There is a new case, yes. The Supreme Court just ruled on that. And that's a search and seizure issue. Search and seizure became important to us back in the Revolution when we felt that King George was intruding in our houses. And so it became that phrase, our house is our castle, was kind of the...
They didn't go through cell phones then, did they?
No, they didn't. And that's one of the challenges, is that we have this idea that our house is our castle. And the technology comes along and... the fact of the matter is, as Justice Roberts said, there's a lot more personal information in your cell phone than there is in your house. The fact of the matter is you've got more information in that cell phone today than King George ever imagined he could find under the pillow of one of the colonists. So they have protected that. They've said that that's not something that you can just thumb through. You need a search warrant. And so that's new. It's interesting. And I think, by and large, I think most attorneys agree with it.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Last week, you're in the show, but occasionally we have to pre-record, okay? And we were talking about lawyers, the Bar Association meeting, and the fact that you were going to be a little busy. And we tried to come up with some lawyer jokes. I don't think we did anything very well. And with all those in town, you know, I would imagine that might have been fodder someplace along the way in the convention time. But it was interesting, the guest that followed you last week after our taped segment was Elizabeth Venrick with Face It Together. And as we're listening, she said, the ladies of the bar were at our place and we had a non-drinking function. And apparently one of the few that any convention probably has. So when you have a group that goes out and represents the bar, represents themselves, and they go out to Face It Together and they get high marks, that makes you feel pretty good.
It does. You know, our profession has changed considerably. Women in the bar are much more prevalent than they were 35 years ago when I started practicing. When I was practicing, there were very, very few women practicing law. I think our class had 65 students. I think 12 of them were women, and now the majority of law students are women, and the numbers of women practicing law, including my partner, are increasing considerably. And I'm proud of them that they managed to have a non-alcohol event.
Could the men have done the same?
I think I'll take the Fifth Amendment on that.
Just don't drink the Fifth, as we talk about. For those that don't know, Johnson Christensen Law handles what specialties?
We do Social Security, disability, work comp, personal injuries, and we review nursing home abuse cases. And those are the things that we're looking for the most.
All right, most asked question you're getting right now?
When's the rain going to stop? Or did you mean a legal question?
I'll take it either way. You're the lawyer.
Okay. You know, I don't know that we have any standard most asked questions. We're all day long. People are calling with factual situations. Oftentimes, it just takes a couple of answers, and we can get them going in the right direction. Sometimes they have some causes, and sometimes they don't. But we take all calls. We answer the questions we can, and try to give them some direction to go, whether it's in our office or not.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, very well-known voice now in Sioux Falls, and one of the things that I'm hearing is he sounds like somebody we'd like to talk to. And if you'd like to visit and have a couple of questions answered, feel free to call Johnson Christensen Law at
335-1778 or SiouxFallsLaw.com.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We have Judy Perrette, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota, and what's that other place?
Spencer, Iowa.
And, of course, it's nice to have you in the studio. Last week, we were on location. You had never been to Tallgrass.
I hadn't. What a beautiful place.
That is a beautiful place, and it was so funny because you and I kind of mixed up times a little bit. We were talking about the Summer Sober, and they were so excited to have you there because they had been talking, awaiting your arrival, and saying, we got to ask her about plastic surgery, about this, about that. And I found that that was not only interesting, but it made me wonder all week if there are a lot of people that will come up to you and the doctors and say, what should I do?
They
do. You get that?
They do. Anybody will come up to me when they find out where I work and ask all kinds of questions. Well, what does this cost? What does that cost? What's the downtime? How fast can I get in and get that done? Who does the best job? All kinds of questions. You name it, I've heard it.
All right, so with the doctors you have, they said, who does the best job? How do you walk that line?
Very thin.
And carefully. They all have their specialties.
All three of our doctors are very good. They all basically have trained the same. They all do the same procedures. You're in good hands with any of our three physicians. With our fourth coming on, you're going to be just as good with Dr. Murphy. They all specialize in all cosmetic surgeries, as well as doing the traumas and reconstructions.
And Dr. Murphy is going to join us in July, as
yes.
I understand it.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that. Now, I have to tell you, you were teacher-like, mom-like, whatever the word, when we started talking about skin cancer. You've been wearing the sunscreen.
I have been.
You've been wearing the
have
hat.
You?
It made me think last week, and they say, where did you get that stupid hat? So you know how much I was wearing it, okay?
Good.
But I did. The only problem is the hat's so big that it wants to blow off. So when it's windy, I have trouble doing that. Maybe you've got an answer to that. I don't know.
Maybe you need to get one of those Crocodile Dundee hats that tie underneath your chin.
Oh, there you go. We'll look for one. And if it said Plastic Surgery Associates on it, that'd be okay, too.
That's right.
All right. We did talk to women last week, and then as we were doing that, our first bullet point was cosmetic surgery is not just for women, it's for...
men also.
How would men use it?
A lot of men you will see come into the office stating that they want to look younger for a proposed job interview. They want to look younger than their opponent to try to outdo the resumes. They also want to feel better about themselves, the hard areas to have some contouring, such as the abdomen, their flanks, and even gynecomastias in the male breast area. When you age, that's where men gain their weight, is going to be in their abdomen and their breast area and their sides. So that's where they like to have it taken off. And those areas are very difficult to work out and lose weight there.
All right, you mentioned the docs that you have. Mm-hmm. We have not mentioned them by name or their training recently. We should at least talk a little bit about the three that you have and that they are homegrown to
right.
a degree.
They're all from South Dakota. Dr. Bright is actually from Sioux Falls. Dr. Meyer is from the Redfield area. And Dr. Miller is from the Aberdeen area. So they all are... from within the South Dakota.
But they were trained at very good places around the country. I think I remember Georgetown, I remember Nashville, I remember some places that they've been and came back home to make sure they take care of people here that have plastic surgery needs.
Correct. They want to stay within their realm of practice, but still within the South Dakota area because we're hometown. We're homegrown, down-to-earth people. We're not the California plastic surgery, plastic bodies. We're natural, and that's what they're used to.
What happens, and what can you expect at an appointment?
At an appointment, you will come in. Of course, you'll always have your paperwork to fill out. You'll visit with the physician. We will take some preoperative photos. You will get some price quotes. If you're interested in scheduling at that point, you can go ahead and look at dates, get scheduled. And then any final questions you have, you can always come back and visit with the physician before your surgery. Otherwise, your surgery is generally scheduled within about 3 weeks of your appointment.
And I'm sure that one of the questions, and you kind of mentioned a little about it, is how much recovery time is there? What about insurance? And when you were on one time before, that was your expertise to just talk about insurance. So I'll bet you know that even more than we might want to know today. But share a little bit, because insurance is always important with people in medical today.
Right. Insurance does cover quite a few procedures, such as the upper eyelids, breast reductions. Pardon me. They will also cover additional procedures, sometimes after massive weight loss. They will help with the removal of the skin on the abdomen area if you are actually having medical problems such as uncontrolled rashes, yeast infections, something that cannot be controlled medically where the skin has to be removed. That all needs to be pre-approved with your insurance company before surgery can be done so that we know that insurance will definitely pay and approve it. Otherwise, you would need to pay for it ahead of time as a cosmetic procedure.
Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota in Spencer, Iowa. We know Spencer. We know Sioux Falls. What else is there in South Dakota?
We also go to an outreach in Watertown, in Dakota Dunes, and in Yankton.
Botox and fillers can be done by the trained nursing staff.
Absolutely. We have three trained nurses, very easy to get in with. They will do any of your fillers, Botox, the new Voluma injection for the cheeks. We have Restylane, Radiesse, any of the fillers that are out there we can have for you.
We talked a little bit, Jody, about the sunscreen, mm-hmm. the care, the hat, and we kind of joke a little bit about it, but that's serious.
It is
We're
serious.
Talking the C word on a lot of that, and you guys do have some products that can help, and you have the expertise to talk people through it.
We do. We have medical grade skincare line, which has the special SPF in it, which I'm sure, Bill, you're getting to know quite well. The sunscreen is very important on every day. Even today, while it's drizzly and rainy out, you need to have your SPF on. Protect yourself from all the damage that the sun is doing and all of the environments out there are doing to your skin. Any of our staff is able to help you. You can walk into our clinic without an appointment. Come in. They will talk you through the products that we have available for you. We have anywhere from cleansers, moisturizers, sunscreens, night creams, gloss peels, anything you need to rejuvenate your skin and control the moisture in it, help prevent wrinkles, we can help you with that.
No dumb questions, even though I'm about to ask you a dumb question. I put the screen on. Do I take it off? Do I take it off at night? Just let it wear off? How do I do that?
You should wash it off at night to open up your skin pores and let them breathe.
So if I don't, I'm doing something that's only 60% of what's important?
Well, you should always cleanse your skin to get all
of... Well, you wash and you bathe and you shower.
Right.
You do those things, but you're saying go ahead and make sure it's all removed.
Right. You should just wash it off just to open up your pores. Otherwise, some people will react to it with like an acne breakout because your pores are getting blocked.
Okay. Jody Perrette, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota in Spencer, Iowa. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you, Bill.
You travel very well, too. Tallgrass was impressed. I will tell you that.
Thank you.
You did a nice job there. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about hobbies and diving. Can't swim, but we'll talk anyway. That's a part of It's Your Business on this Friday. It's Your Business. We'll be talking a little Donovan hobby and diving, but let's do some number checking first. First is Craig Markart at Vanta Mortgage getting ready for a little run himself. You're going to enjoy the weekend.
I'm looking forward to a good weekend. With a little bit of rain, it'll keep things cool, I think, but otherwise it's going to be a great weekend.
All right, before you go, we need to take a little snapshot of the day. What are we seeing?
Well, it's a pretty quiet day in the mortgage markets, but there was a slight improvement throughout the week, and we've got our lowest rates that we've had for the entire month of June right now, with the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate is now down to 4.125% with an APR of 4.344%.
And again, 18.7, pretty important with the supply and demand on housing right now. There are more people demanding than have a supply.
Well, we're primarily talking with people that are in demand. And so when somebody is out there looking for properties and your listeners want to know more information about house payments, interest rates, and even applying online or applying for a home loan, then they can give us a call at 275-2777. And yours truly is the on-call mortgage banker of the week.
Isn't it great that you can be off someplace and you can help them with all the electronics we have today? Any place that you are, that's your office.
Absolutely. We have got a brand new website that easily converts to smartphones, and folks can even apply on their smartphone.
So would you advise at a 4 and an 8 this morning, that would be a lock-in? And, of course, one size doesn't fit all, and it depends on what else you're going to roll into that loan that you have and the kind that you get. But would you lock in?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. And, of course, rates are always subject to change based on the current market conditions as well as a specific loan program and individual borrower details. Those are the legal stuff that we have to say, right, Bill?
I think you're exactly right, and we have to do that to keep compliance happy. All right, contact information, how they're going to talk with you, 18-7, if they need you this weekend to get a leg up on those people that are going to just wait till Monday.
Give us a call at 275-2777 or visit us online. Check us out. You can see all the loan officers. Apply online at www.advantamortgage.com.
Craig Markart, Senior Loan Officer at Vanta Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. Enjoy your time at Okoboji.
Thanks, Bill.
Scott Verilek, Coin McCamig Commodities, is joining us not too far from Okoboji over in Sioux Center, Iowa. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bill.
All right. This morning, you're going to be giving us an update on the commodity numbers. And that'll be coming up at 11:30 on News Talk 1320, 107.9. A little preview this morning.
Well, the major news has been the live cattle, and I almost feel like bad that that's what I have to talk about a lot of times, you know, that I'm not being able to talk about corn and soybeans as much because there's just not a lot of news there. But these cattle prices have just been historic. Over the last 3 days, live cattle have rallied $6. The feeders have rallied $7, and that's just in 3 days. Now, we're getting a little bit of setback today, a little profit-taking, I think. We're looking at the end of the month, end of the quarter, that kind of stuff. But it's certainly been just straight up. I mean, we're looking at cash prices now on live cattle in the mid-150s. We're looking at 155 asking prices, and some deals in Texas this morning traded at 156. And we're just kind of blown away by that number. And anybody that's been a hedger is asking, you know, how high can this go? You know, margin call after margin call, how, you know, how does this work? Well, we locked in a price that we liked and that we were profitable at, so that's okay. But looking ahead on what you can do is maybe in a market that's this strong and this straight up, is just, you know, using some options and being sensible about it. Protect your bottom side and enjoy the rally. It sounds like the Packers are still in the black. They're making money. The demand is good. Exports are still, we're ramped up again this week. So in a time when we're trying to ration demand because we're so tight, the demand is just holding on. So to guess, there is still some room to the upside yet. And if we do break, thoughts are that we're just not going to break near as far as we kind of expected.
We close out the first half of the year on Monday, and there are some reports due Monday.
Yeah, we've got the acreage report. It's going to be a big report for the grains. We're going to look at the acres. Corn versus beans is going to be the big battle there, and also look at our ending stocks. So I think the market's a little nervous about what's going to come out. So I think it's going to be a mover. I think things are going to move. So we'll probably preview that one on Monday when we talk on your show. And then 11:30, I'll be able to reveal the numbers for you guys.
All right. We know with all the things you talk about, the beef, the crop reports, the directions that everything is going, people are going to want information. How do they reach you over in Sioux Center with Coima K-Mag?
You know, best way, you know, check us out, give us a phone call. We're kind of updating our website a little bit. It's kind of looking a little cooler. CoimaKamek.com. Yeah, just give us a holler if you need something.
And you said the easy way to do it is just go to Sioux Center.
Yeah, if you go to Google and you just type in good-looking brokers in Sioux Center, Iowa, we're going to be the first name on the list.
That's a good one.
Don't doubt that. You got good people over there.
All right. See you guys.
All right, sounds very good. Bill Donovan is a busy man. He's joining us this morning. His suntan is always impeccable. I would say that he is certainly the best tanned. You know, we've talked to you about Key West. We've talked to you about Pickstown. We talked about all the places you've gone. So where you been recently?
Well, last weekend we were flying kites in Brookings, South Dakota, so one of the things that is kind of fun with Donovan's hobby and Scuba Center is that we encompass a lot of different activities, and kite flying is one of them. And, you know, finally we've gotten into the middle of the summer where the weather's nice. It's a great time to be outside, and of course, we're known for our wind here, so typically we have pretty good wind for kite flying all summer long, and the springtime's a little windy for some of the kites, but as we get into the summer, the weather patterns start to calm down a little bit, and it's just nice, consistent, good, fun kite flying weather. So last weekend with the Brookings Kite Fest, there were several thousand people that showed up. They had kite professionals from around the country that brought these great big 20-foot diameter spinner kites and big inflatable animals and fish and just all kinds of things, novelty-type kites. Pretty spectacular. And we've just received word that there's going to be another kite fest in Watertown the first part of August, and then there's another one in Jackson, Minnesota, the weekend after Labor Day. They closed down the airport up there in Jackson, and again, they have people from all over the country that come out and fly kites. So again, several thousand people for that event. It's pretty cool.
I'm going to pick your brain because we've never had a Kite 101 in this show. We've had a lot of things in the show, Bill, and you've done a lot of radios through the years.
And but, you don't have to get wet to fly kites.
No, you don't. But tell people how they find Donovan's online contact information so that people are already doing that as we're talking.
Okay. Well, obviously, we've got our website, so you can look us up that way. And that's pretty simple. You know, just go to donovanshsc.com. And we've got information on there. We still haven't gotten posters, per se, for the event in Watertown or for Jackson, Minnesota, but the dates are there, and if you call in, we can get that for you, too. So the number at the store is, if you're calling outside the area, is 800-279-6945, or local is 338-6945.
All right, I'm in an elevator. And you're talking to me about kites. Mm-hmm. I want a 101 course as to what I should know for flying kites, whether it be all these places that you mentioned in Brookings and Watertown, Jackson, the other places that they have. What should I know about a kite, and how do I get started?
Well, it depends on the person. You know, most people, last weekend we had hundreds of different types of kites for sale there at the event. And we had grandparents walk up with their little 3-year-old kid and say, I want a kite for my kid, you know. So obviously a small child isn't going to be able to handle a big kite, so it's got to be something small relatively.
What would you say small would be for a child?
You know, maybe something in the 1.5 feet wide by 2 feet. Something that doesn't have a lot of pull, you know, when you get it up in the air.
Sure.
Doesn't knock the little kid down. So they're having their fun and something that they can pull around and it's easy to fly. So there's lots of little, you know, kites under $10 that fall into that bracket. And then all the way up to the big two-line stunt kites. So it depends on how aerobic of an event you want. My wife and I, when we're doing yard work, we love to just launch one of our parafoil kites in the backyard and tie it off to the deck. And the thing just sets up there and flies all afternoon while we're mowing the yard and doing gardening work and stuff like that. So it's kind of, you know, we're flying a kite, but we're not there hanging onto the string all the time. It's pretty much just flying by itself, which is nice.
I'm amazed with what you just said about kids and kites, because I've got twin grandsons in St. Louis that mm-hmm. are just turned 4. I've got a grandson that's 6, and they enjoy flying kites. They also enjoy their electronics. But when they go outside, it seems like they're always wanting to fly a kite, and that's just not a pitch. Yeah. I'm surprised.
It's the beauty of the flight, watching the winds move it around in the sky. I look at it like going to the lake and sitting in my lawn chair at the edge of the water, watching the waves lap in. You know, it's kind of therapeutic. You don't have to do anything. You let the wind do the work, and you kick back and relax. So whether you're having a picnic at the park or want to fly a two-line kite where you're on the controls, you know, zinging back and forth across the sky, where you're physically controlling it, there's different aspects of kite flying. And all the way out to the people that jump on a little skateboard and let the kite pull them around a parking lot or down the beach, or you can go out to, I've seen people flying their kites out on the ice and getting pulled around on their cross-country skis.
Wow.
So you can do stuff like that, too. So it just depends on what you want to do with it.
It's a hobby center. Obviously, there's more than kites.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's talk a couple of things that you have found that people are really interested in as we go from June into July.
Well, also transitioning outside, you know, all of the outside hobby activities like rocket flying, especially with 4th of July coming up here in another week, you know, that's a huge thing. So we have all kinds of rockets that you can launch, and the beauty of the hobby grade rocket is that they're relaunchable. You shoot them, you recover the rocket, put a new motor into it, and shoot it over and over again. Versus the fireworks type where you shoot it once and it's done. So model rocketry is a huge aspect of summertime fun, and then also all of the other radio control models, airplanes, RC cars, helicopters, the new call them drones or quad type helicopters with where you can hang cameras underneath of them, go up and film your neighborhood, your backyard, your house. You know, one of our customers is a big G-scale train enthusiasts, that the G-scales are the great big trains, you know, they're like 2.5 feet long on a locomotive. And he got one where he wanted to go up and film his layout in his backyard with his drone helicopters.
He's Bill Donovan. Donovan's really can take care of you as far as your hobbies. They can also take care of you with the diving side of it. We hadn't even dealt with diving. We got 2-3 minutes left. Sure. If we don't do that, there are going to be some people that will be disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend, there are 8 of us heading down to Lake Francis Case for a 2-day, what we call our walleye spearfishing safaris. And spearfishing season is on. It's something that we've been very strong advocates for.
You have been.
For getting people involved in that aspect of fishing. And we pull up to the cleaning tables and people say, well, where did you catch those fish and what did you use for bait? And we always say we got them. We caught them with silver spinners. So,
well,
and they have a funny hole through them, you know, so.
Well, we've talked about Kites 101, but people that do the spearfishing, mm-hmm. that do the diving that you have, they're a special breed.
They are.
Do that. Not everybody can do it, but who would be a good example of somebody that ought to try it, ought to enjoy it, and much like the therapeutic with the kites, what they would enjoy underwater.
Yeah. Well, and being underwater is just fun by itself. You know, you talk about the opportunity to, you're saying, well, what do we do when we go to Minneapolis this weekend? You go and explore. And you're exploring new territory. And scuba diving, every time you go underwater, is exploring new territory. You're seeing different things, different environment that you're not used to seeing. And you never know what you're going to see. It's always a treat. So that's one of the beauties of the sport is that you're weightless. You can hover and float in midwater and go explore. Yeah. So who's going to want to do it? People that tend to be a little bit more adventurous, people that are comfortable in the water. You don't have to be a great swimmer to scuba dive, but you need to have some respect and be comfortable with water. So there's a lot of people that are, you know, prime candidates to be scuba divers. So, and we offer classes every month. We also offer try scubas where people can just try it to see if they even like it before they commit to taking a full class. So that's a simple way to get involved.
He's Bill Donovan. We appreciate you taking the time today, whether you're flying a kite, doing the spearfishing, or making a little excursion with Mr. Bill. I tell you what, it is summer. We need to enjoy it.
That's
and
great.
You've helped us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the weekend. We'll check in with our friends at Golf Addiction and with the morning Main Street to Wall Street, all part of It's Your Business as we close out Friday. It's Golf Addiction, the growing golf addiction, and Johnny Miller gives us a chance to talk a little bit and give you some ideas for the weekend. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. This is Adam. How are you?
Oh, it's Adam. Okay.
Mixing it up a little bit.
You know what? You guys both have a good message, and you guys are great partners. You know, we've got rain forecast on and off. There's one place you can go that you won't have lightning, thunder, and moisture.
That's right, and that place would be Golf Addiction here in Sioux Falls, and I can tell you, with the humidity and or the rain showers coming through the next couple of days, that would be a great place to spend the day, because you can still, if you have friends or family in town, bring them out, still swing some sticks, and have great food, great beer, and great golf with over 50 different golf courses to play.
I'll tell you, you guys do a great job. You had women that you had out, did a little basic training, and I was visiting with some men last night who said they thought that was an awesome idea. I will tell you that.
Yeah, and with the ladies that did show up, we had a pretty good crowd, and we're going to be doing it again.
I think we just lost Adam.
I think we've had a drop call there, Bill.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he went, but what he's going to tell you about, they have big plans out there this weekend. The beanbags, the hunting, the 50 or so simulated courses, they're at 57th and Marion is where they're located at. And we were going to share, and maybe we can retouch base with him, but we can tell you that they are close to those that really care about the golf tournament that is going on. And this week it's the Quicken Loan, Tiger plus 3. Going to have some trouble making the cut, but he plays this afternoon. You want to keep an eye on that. I'm sure the Golf Channel is going to be on top of it. We do have Randy Dierheim, who has said that he'd rather watch Tiger play than play himself, but he's in Aberdeen today playing golf, so he'll probably watch him this afternoon. But anyway, Golf Addiction, the place for you to go, a chance to go practice your golf swing, Don't worry about the weather. Just have a good time. Jane is filling in for Todd Neuberger this morning. Jane, of course, will have the Main Street to Wall Street report. Jane, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jane with Todd Neuberger's office at Edward Jones, bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks are lower this morning after DuPont lowered its yearly outlook, citing weakness in its agriculture and chemical segments. So far this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 16,828. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1,956. And the NASDAQ is up 5 points at 4,383. Gold this morning is trading up $2.71 an ounce to $1,319. Silver prices are unchanged at $21.11 an ounce, and oil prices are down 18 cents to $105 a barrel. In stocks of local interest this morning, Daktronics is trading up 4 cents at $11.98 a share. Citigroup is down 12 cents at $47 a share, and Raven Industries is up 57 cents at $33.48 a share. This is Jane with Todd Neuberger's office bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report.
Great job, Jane. And if people need more information from your office, how do they reach you?
Locally, you can reach us at 371-0375, toll-free at 888-371-3983.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
All right. Who do we have on the phone?
Well, that would be John at Valentino's.
So, I think Rev had some questions. He's a little hungrier than I am this morning. So encourage him to eat the new pizza that you've got out there. No, I'm not going to say healthy because he's a pretty healthy guy anyway.
Okay. Well, Brandy, one of our managers, actually came up with this recipe, and it's called Chicken Delight Flatbread. And we marinate the chicken for at least 24 hours in our Italian vinegar. And so it's got a lot of chicken. It has pineapple, so it's got that little sweet taste to it, too. It has tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions. And then it has garlic, oregano, and Romano cheese on top instead of mozzarella. And it's just kind of pops. The flavors just pop in your mouth. And it's on a very thin crust, so, you know, it's very tasty.
Good for Bill, thin crust, yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. You bring up new products all the time, and you and I have talked about one that you kind of took the bacon from the mac and cheese and you added it to it. But do you guys do a little sampling in advance to make sure that you think it would be good for all those that grace your doors, come through Valentino's at 41st and Willow?
Well, usually it goes through the hardcore test first, and that's just got to meet the employees and the management approval. It's got to make our taste buds say, wow. And then we'll sample it on some of our regulars and get some feedback from them before we do put it out.
You know, I made a promise in the last hour that I would word salad at least once. So I have done that. But for those that are salad specialists, what would you encourage today?
Well, you know, all of our specialty salads are just excellent. You know, of course, we have the traditional macaroni. We have the coleslaw. We make our own recipes. But we have two other ones that are really unique and we get raved about. And one is a six bean marinated salad. That is very healthy. The beans are, and it doesn't have a lot of marinade on it, but a lot of ladies will put it on their salad and just use it as a dressing. And then we have another one that kind of scares South Dakotans. It's a spinach noodle salami salad. And again, it has our Italian dressing with it, and it has salami and cheese. That Parmesan cheese, and it really has a distinctive flavor. But for some reason, we really got to sell people on it because South Dakotans are afraid of green noodles.
That's kind of a weird deal why South Dakotans are their way. They don't bother me at all. As a matter of fact, I wanted to say that you've got like one of the most awesome salad bars anywhere. I love in there, and coming in there and making a salad just the way I want it. Tons of good veggies and stuff, Bill. It's very good for you. Quit whining about eating your salads, Bill.
Well, I've got to go see Mom this weekend, so she's going to be asking me if that Joy girl has gotten me to eat any salad yet. And I can't lie to my mom. You know that.
Yeah, and you'd be amazed how many people coming in the first time, and they'll pay, walk around the corner, and see the salad bar, and the first thing they say is to each other, wow, look at that salad bar.
That's right.
Because it is so fresh.
Well, you guys do a fabulous job, I will tell you that. Brunch on Sunday, and that's 9 to what?
9 till 2, and then we just change it right over to our dinner buffet. And so if you think you're coming for a late brunch, 1:30 is a good time, because that way you get all of the breakfast items and the lunch items, and then you're just in time to switch over for all the desserts.
All right. John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow, you have a great weekend. Tell Joy we did talk salad, at least in the 10 o'clock hour.
I sure will.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Rev, for the weekend, you got a little music to play.
Oh, yes. Jukebox Zero is lighting it up at the Thirsty Duck tonight and tomorrow night, Bill. Never a cover charge at the Duck. It's one of our home base clubs. We've been playing there longer than anywhere else, I believe. So come on out and have a good time with the Zeros this weekend. You know, there's other shows going on, too, around the area, outdoor street dances, and I hate to see anybody get rained out because I've been there and I know what it's like, but... hey, if it does get wet, come out to the Duck. We'll be there tonight and tomorrow.
And I'm headed to my 50th class reunion.
Oh, man.
Never thought I would get there. And
you made it.
I'm not sure what those old people are going to look like, but I'm just hoping I look better than they do. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.